that you can run and touch and be safe.
Are you counting?
This whole fleet, Grandma.
What different kinds of games did y'all used to play when you were little?
Oh, we played a little bit of ball, rain playing, before the river.
And what?
Before the river.
How do you play that?
Huh?
How do you play that?
Just run it and see if you can catch one of them. One of them down there and one of them gets up here. And how to go for the river, catch all you can. That's what I'm catching nobody, but see if you didn't catch nobody.
And one child will be the wolf?
Yeah, one child will be the wolf.
And he just runs until he catches
him? He runs until he catches. Sometimes he catches him and throw you down. It's the old woman.
What kinds of games would y'all play with the ball?
Nothing but baseball.
Uh-huh. Were you very good at that?
Yeah, I could really better hit that ball and knock it a mile.
What kinds of games did you play with, a knife or a rope?
A rope?
Uh-huh.
Jumping rope, that's all.
What games would you play where you form a ring?
Ring play.
How would you play that?
When you sing a different kind of song. Ring around the roses, party for the fools, all kinds of things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were there any real rough games that people would play?
Well, that was about a whoop on the river was rough, but sometimes it put it down and fall on top of you.
Did they ever play any word games where one child would come up and he'd say something really ugly to you, insulting your family?
Well, I didn't ever hear that.
Did you ever hear capping or ranking or playing the dozens?
Yeah, I've heard it, but we didn't hardly ever do that.
What have you heard it called?
I don't know what to call it. Nasty words, that's all Mama would say. Get in here, I'm telling you, all kinds of old nasty words, they all want to say, get in here. You make us come in.
Mama did, and she didn't think about your mom.
I don't know what she done to us, what she did to us.
When a new child would move into the neighborhood, especially a young child, did they have to go through any kind of an initiation? You know, did the other children ever gang up on them and make them do something, or before they play with them?
If they did, I didn't ever see it.
And?
If none of them better not bother me, I'd knock them in the way of a squeak. Yeah, I'd knock them in the way of a squeak because they're messing with me.
Did you get in fights much when you were small?
Yeah, all time had fights with different children. Boys and girls, I'd put in the one I jumped on. I was best in the Midwest. That was a fighting thing.
Did your mother get after you for fighting?
No, that's right. The girl said you could kill him. Kill him dead, neighbor. I don't care if you kill him. That's all I ain't got to no more, Mama. Because I might kill him showing up.
You'd say, I've just what him a letter.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, I have just what him a letter.
Wrote a letter?
Okay. You say, yesterday he what me a letter. Yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'm gonna
write him a letter.
Saying, and he's already what me a letter. He's already
wrote me.
And he say, I wrote him and it's time I was getting a
letter from him.
Okay. And he say, I was gonna, you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you do what?
Address it.
He'd say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And say a child learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle. You want to know where he learned it. You'd ask him who?
Taught you.
Who taught you how to whistle?
Okay. And say if there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of the fence, and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off.